This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email us your love, your hate, your death threats. All are welcome. All your emails go to Chris. He prints them out for me and I read them. We're old school tree killers like that around here. You can email me jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I was going to get to some emails here, but we got a little bit of breaking news.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
U.S. forces ordered to stop using gender pronouns to improve lethality. I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up, okay? In accordance with the diverse PACAF, don't worry about what that is. It's just a dumb acronym. Priority, we must embrace and promote and unleash the potential of diversity and inclusion. This is from the military, okay? Their unauthorized examples are he and she, not allowed to say that anymore, best male and best female, youngest and oldest. Authorized examples are this sergeant, this CEO, this member. Do you have any idea what it looks like to have a ship on fire? To have sailors drowning, being crushed to death, burned to death. Here's a fascinating thing. We oftentimes, because we're Americans, we focus on the American side of military conflicts. We love our past military conflicts. We love our troops. It's something, this is not unique to America. Countries love their military and love military wins. It fills countries with patriotism and sense of pride. It is the same thing to you. It does the same thing to me. And so when we look at various military conflicts, we oftentimes only look at it from our perspective. Let's go to Vietnam. Vietnam veterans will never get the respect they deserve. But anyway, that's another story. Let's go to Vietnam. Okay. Vietnam, we were fighting really two different forces. They worked together, but we were fighting two different forces. We were fighting the NVA, that was the North Vietnamese Army, and we were fighting the Viet Cong. That was not the North Vietnamese Army. That was the South Vietnamese communist guerrilla insurgencies, the man in the black pajamas, things like that. That's who it was. Now, when we talk about engaging with the Viet Cong, what do we talk about? I know you've heard these stories, these Vietnam stories all the time. We talk about how they would always use these booby traps on us, terrible booby traps. They would have punji pits and punji sticks that would stab our guys and give us infections. They would put explosives in glass jars to explode at eye level and blind our guys. We talk about how they had the tunnels and the various traps. They'd pop out of a tunnel and disappear. And when we talk about fighting the Viet Cong, we focus on those things all the time. That was what our guys had to go through. So it's understandable. I'm not dogging it, but it's understandable. That's how we talk about Vietnam. The things we had to do against those guerrillas and then the tunnel rats and all these. We talk about these things. Have you ever read any books from the Viet Cong perspective? And this is what I mean. I'm not cheering, obviously, for the Viet Cong. You understand how many bombs we dropped on Vietnam, right? Lots and lots of them. You've seen all, I know you've seen the documentaries or at least the clips of these planes, just huge rows of these massive bombs. And then you can picture the video right now in your mind of the bombs making these huge concussions and exploding on the ground. And we're like, yeah, get them. Have you ever read what it was like for a Viet Cong guerrilla in some little spider trap hole in the ground when American bombs started dropping around them? Again, I'm not telling you this so you'll feel sympathy for our enemy. I'm telling you this so you will understand what it feels like, a little bit of what it feels like to have a bomb dropped from the air in your area, nothing has to touch you. No shrapnel, no fire, no nothing. The concussion alone will snap your spine in two. They talk about their eardrums being blown out of their ears. They talk about their eyes popping out of socket. Are you grossed out yet? Oh, I could go on, but I know you might be eating dinner right about now, so I'm going to skip it. It is like they talk about it like God himself is the one who came down and smashed his fist into the ground. That's what it feels like. You know why you don't have that perspective and I don't have that perspective? Because we've never taken on a country, never in our history have we taken on a country where we didn't have air superiority. Never. You know we're going to, though, right? You are aware as we work on our pronouns, we make sure we hate white people enough. Oh, do we have enough gays in this unit? You understand that other countries around the world, and more importantly, other coalitions around the world, they aren't doing this. You know Iran and Russia and China, they're forming a coalition right now, and that coalition is capable of taking on the United States military. Do you understand that? Do you understand how many hours they're spending on diversity, equity, and inclusion versus how many we are? You understand that we are running guys out of the military who don't want to learn this filth. They're simply going to leave. The good guys aren't joining. That stud 17-year-old high school wrestler who grew up hunting with his parents and now he's listening to the sound of my voice in Mobile, Alabama. The guy who can you could go drop him in the woods for a week. You'd show back up. He'd have a house built and a deer carcass drying out. You know he's not going to join this military, right? And you understand that that's the kind of guy who wins your wars for you. You know that. We don't have any comprehension. As Americans, we've been so blessed by God that we have no idea. We have no comprehension what it looks like to lose a major conflict. I'm not talking about some Afghanistan embarrassment as we pull out and embarrass ourselves after 20 years. I'm not talking about Iraq collapsing or things like that. I'm telling you, we have no idea what it looks like to go up against another country with our Navy, with modern missiles, with modern airplanes that drop big bombs. We have no idea what that's like. Do you remember what took place little more than a year ago when 13 of our warriors died in Afghanistan? Do you remember how that felt? I remember getting so mad that night I had to stop myself from screaming into the microphone because I was getting choked up on the air. That was 13. How about 13,000 in a day? Gone. You know that the British lost 57,000 troops in one day in World War I? You, an American? Me, an American? We don't have any idea what that looks like or what that feels like. We've been so blessed with so much military prowess. We talk about these huge conflicts we've had and this big battle. And at the end, look, I geek out on this stuff too. There's a big battle in the Pacific and it was a war. How many Americans died? 2,000. 2,000 is a bad 15 minutes when your opponent has air superiority over you, naval superiority over you. And it is happening right now. So 15 years from now, when we go up against that near peer and you have an entire carrier group sent to the bottom of the Pacific and you wake up one day and you're learning about the thousands of sailors who will never come home again, you just remember back to all this diversity, equity, and inclusion stuff. This stuff kills people. Our military is rotting out from underneath us faster than you can possibly imagine. You have only ever known a military that could take on anyone, anytime. Your kids will not know that country. That's a fact. And if that sounds harsh, tough, that's how serious it is right now. Sorry, that stuff gets me fired up. I'm going to get to some emails and we'll get to these principals and teachers here in a second. Gosh, that sucks. All right. Go get a Pure Talk phone. Get a Pure Talk phone because you can keep your phone number and keep your phone. And you can save money. Aren't you looking to save money right now? You do remember what Jerome Powell said, right?
While higher interest rates, slower growth, and softer labor market conditions will bring down inflation, they will also bring some pain to households and businesses. These are the unfortunate costs of reducing inflation.
However expensive you think life has gotten now, it's not even close to being as expensive as it's going to get. Save some money on a cell phone and don't fund anyone who hates you, all right? Don't fund these people who hate you. Dial #250 from your cell phone and say, Jesse Kelly, save a fortune, switch to Pure Talk, stop funding people who hate your guts. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I bet it's been a heavy one. I'm sorry. It's been all over the place. It's been heavy, but there are major things happening. And as news breaks during the show, I've got to give it to you during the show. Maybe you're sitting there saying, all that stuff I just said about the military. Ah, Jesse, you're just being over the top. Oh, the rot's not that bad. Oh, Jesse, we're not going to. Oh, Jesse, maybe it's 100 years from now. Okay. All right. You remember when Joe Biden, this is just recently, just a couple months ago, you remember when Joe Biden said this?
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made.
Okay. That's Joe Biden saying he's going to defend Taiwan. Quote, according to Breaking Defense article, a short-lived battle for Taiwan would conclude with U.S. losses not seen since World War II, including the possible loss of 2 aircraft carriers and the 10,000 sailors that serve on them. Now, do you still think I'm being over the top? Now, do you think it's too far? Do you think it's 100 years away? It's now. It's right now. The rot happens now. It's not in the future. It's happening now. All right, I need to get to these. Jesse. Soon to be handlebar stash Kelly. I'm sorry to say it, but it looks like you may be shaving in that stash. Hey, brother, nothing wrong with looking like Hulk Hogan. Remember, I cannot believe I said this on the air. I should have said it off the air and then lied about it, Chris, but I said it on the air. If Democrats don't lose 40 seats, 40. No, I said 40, Chris, you dirty liar. Don't say 45. Don't say 45. Anyway, if the Democrats don't lose 40 seats, I'm going to shave in a mustache. That's how confident I am that they are going to get absolutely slaughtered in the midterms. And people are worried about, oh, the polls are looking better. It's different right now. They're getting a slight bump in their poll numbers. Don't worry about that. It's very, very, very temporary. Don't worry about that. I'm certainly not worried about that. And look, you know what? Even if I have to shave in a mustache, I will look dynamite in it, Chris. What, Chris? Am I going to dye it blonde? I might dye it blonde. Actually, I will. Now that you said it, I will. Maybe I will. Right in your stupid face. Elite J Steele III. Many people write and call and reference you as a replacement for Rush. I've heard you talking about firing people with coexist bumper stickers, but another legendary host I see you as is Neil Bortz. He was rude and straightforward like you. He was in the Obama years yelling about going to the parking lot at work and firing the people with the Obama stickers. Keep up the good work. I need some advice. Do I persist, resist, or coexist? I'm not sure which bumper sticker I should follow. Thanks, and Buenas tardes. I love the Talkmaster. Neil Bortz was awesome. He's retired now, isn't he, Chris? I think he's retired. You don't know? Did you not listen to Neil Bortz? Neil Bortz was awesome. You suck, Chris. Dear Dr. Awesome, what is your opinion on vaccines in general? I have 2 young boys. I've struggled with all the speculation that vaccines cause things like autism, yet I had the same shots as a kid, and I'm fine. But then I wonder if the companies could use other ingredients now, so on and so forth. I'm not the one to ask. This is one of those issues where I don't have a strong stance on it, but there virtually everyone but me does. We had our kids with the basic vaccinations, right? Mumps, measles, and rubella, and tetanus, and things like that. Like, we did the basic one. Obviously, we didn't put any of the COVID quote, vaccine stuff in there because it's not a vaccine at all. And plus, I don't want my sons to have a heart attack, so I didn't give them that. Look, I don't know that I'm the one to ask. You ask that question by even bringing this up, my email inbox will be full tomorrow of people telling me, get your kids vaccinated, and then the other half of the people telling me that vaccines are going to make my kids' eyeballs fall out. I don't know. And you know what would be nice? If I had a medical institution I could trust who could tell me that, that would sure be nice. Dear Dr. Jesse, as a fellow connoisseur of man food, I've come to respect your opinion on proper food preparation. I'd like your opinion on the use of air fryers and if any man foods are best prepared in this fashion. Household influence has me considering buying an air fryer, but I wonder if it would be a waste of money and possibly remove too much of that tasty fat. Says I can use his name. His name is Dave in North Carolina. All right. This is going to be hard for me to get out. We have an air purifier. No, or an air fryer, not air. We have the Eden Pure Air Purifiers, but we have an air fryer. I will admit to you, because I am white trash Jesse, and I prefer my cheese sticks deep fried, that I was skeptical at first. The wife is all about that healthy life, and so she kept telling me, just try it. And now she will make things in the air fryer. They're really good. Don't shake your head, Chris. You haven't even had any air fryer stuff. They're delicious. Maybe you don't remember the fried chicken we brought. No, Chris, a convection oven in an air fryer is a different thing, I think. They're identical? Wait, is this a big scam? Is there an air fryer scam? Is it Big Fryer who's pulling this down on us? I knew it. I should have known it. Dang it. Makes me mad. Prognosticating crayon eater. You're correct on 99% of the issues you say, I think, into a microphone. However, I take exception with your stance on soup. I walked in the door last night and was greeted by my dime and a mouth-watering aroma radiating from the kitchen. I made spicy pepper steak soup, she said. Oh. Tender bite-sized piece of sirloin and Cracker Barrel hash brown-sized chunks of potatoes in a liquid more similar to brown gravy than broth. Peppers, onions, black and white, red pepper, and salt, all in the pressure cooker for 2 hours. I had two big bowls and took some to work for lunch. I demand you immediately desist in your disparaging of this wholesome and nourishing vehicle of nutrition, Buenas Tardes. And he says, if I read this on the air, I should use her name. Her name is Angie. Okay, Angie, do me a favor. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Please email in that whatever black pepper steak soup recipe to the show, because that sounds freaking outstanding. Look, Chris, that's not me changing my position on soup. All right, you can't come up with some, oh, you got to have my chili. Well, yeah, chili's different. As long as there aren't beans in it, that's a meal. And you can't defend soup by saying, oh, you've got to try the black pepper steak soup with steak and potatoes. I'm talking about these freaks who go order split pea soup or something like that. What, Chris? As an appetizer? No. There's one kind of soup you can have as an appetizer. You go into a place and you order French onion soup, and you order the French onion soup with not double, with triple the cheese. All right, triple cheese on the French onion soup. They melt all that cheese on top. You, when you get it, don't shake your head, Michael. When you get it, you simply eat the cheese off the top. You get a little bit of the broth on there. Then you leave the rest of that filthy soup there, and you tell the waiter to come get it. And by the way, waiters and waitresses, I don't need your judgment anymore. Every time you come back to my table and you see the full bowl of soup and you say, oh, you're done already? Yes, I'm done already. Okay, that's why I set it aside. I wanted the cheese. All right, we have to talk about principals and teachers and stuff. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and oh boy. So I'm actually, this is going to be got to be the first time ever in the history of the show. I'm actually going to handle this one somewhat delicately, Chris. You know how kind and sensitive I am. John Fetterman is running for Congress. He's running for Senate in Pennsylvania. In case you don't know, he's that gigantic, ugly oaf you see on TV from time to time with the bald head and the stupid goatee, and he wears cargo shorts or mesh shorts, whatever, doesn't matter. John Fetterman, he recently had a stroke. Okay, he had a stroke. They were very, very quiet about the stroke. But since then, since he's emerged from the hospital, remember, we've talked about this on the show, he's not going to campaign events. If he'll do anything, he'll get up and give like a 4 or 5 minute speech, and then he'll just bail. He's not going to diners. He's not going. And remember, Pennsylvania is a big state. Pennsylvania, it's more than just Philly and Pittsburgh. Philly and Pittsburgh are both underrated, by the way. Anyway, it's more than just Philly and Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania is a big state. Harrisburg's cool. Oh, I love Harrisburg. Anyway, all right, quit. It's a big state. There's a lot to see. It's a very, very diverse voting block. And by diverse, I mean this. The country in Pennsylvania, I've spent quite a bit of time there in case you're wondering why. I know my grandpa, his family was Amish. He ended up leaving and didn't stay Amish, but his family was Amish. And we would still go see them. As kids, we would go out there with all the Amish kids because Amish families are huge. They'd have 15, 16 kids. And we'd go out there, and it was a blast for us. It was heaven, right? It's all farmland and hay and animals. And we'd go out and we'd play with all the Amish kids and eat their heavenly pies and stuff like that. They have the best. Chris, have you ever had Amish food? I don't know why I'm getting distracted here. You've never had Amish food? Well, listen, it's all handmade. Like scratch-made, handmade butter. Dude, they're Amish food is so good. Their Amish butter, my dad, to this day, he won't drive by someplace that is advertising Amish butter. He'll stop and get some. It's the greatest thing ever. All right, quit. Anyway, Pennsylvania is a very diverse place. You've got, you know, countryside. Philly's obviously very, very deep city, even though Philly's going through hell right now. Pittsburgh, very Rust Belt style Pittsburgh, although downtown Pittsburgh is getting more and more left wing. Anyway, it's a place where you got to be able to talk to a bunch of people. It's not as consistent as like a state like Texas. If I'm running for office in a state like Texas, I don't really have to change my message. I don't have to change anything. I'm running the exact same ads here in Houston that I'd be running in El Paso, that I'd be running in. Texas is one of those states that's pretty unified. Pennsylvania is not. It's very diverse. So he needs to get out there and campaign. He's not campaigning. Oz is. And I don't even like Oz, but Oz is working hard from what I hear in campaigning. Fetterman is not. John Fetterman just gave another speech today. I'm actually not even being mean. How is this guy going to be a United States Senator?
What is wrong with demanding for an easy, safe kind of their income, a path to a safe place for them to win, or excuse me, to work?
Okay. At some point in time, as a country, don't we have to start electing people who can talk? We have a president who can't talk. We have a vice president who can use her mouth, but she can't talk. We have a Speaker of the House, Grandma Vodka. Her dentures are falling out whenever she gets drunk enough, and she can't talk. Chuck Grassley, look, it's not just Democrats. Chuck Grassley's old as dirt, and he's having a hard time talking. Who was that other? I forget that guy's that senator. What was his name? He's actually from Pennsylvania. Senator, I forget his name. He got so old. I knew rumors about him. He's dead now, so I probably shouldn't trash him. You know what? I'm not going to say his name, but I heard all the stories about him of his staffers basically having to walk him to the bathroom. He was in such bad shape at the end. Now here's Fetterman. Okay, you had a stroke. The only reason I'm being delicate about it at all is strokes are a big deal, and Strokes have killed people. They've affected people's lives. I've lost family members to strokes. So I'm not being mean, but buddy, if you stroked out and now your mind and or your mouth aren't working anymore, buddy, you can't be a United States senator. There are only 100 of them. That's a critical position in American leadership. Chris, play it again. If you're talking like this, if you speak in this way, you cannot serve in public office. I'm sorry.
What is wrong with demanding for an easy, safe kind of their income, a path to a safe place for them to win, or excuse me, to work?
Okay, and I'll say something else. And this may sound harsh, but I'm harsh, so that's tough. I don't know what his family life is. I know he's married. But I don't know parents. I hear he has rich parents or had. Maybe they're dead. I don't know. But rich parents, I know he's married. I'm sure he has friends, at least some, right? Even I have one or two. How does nobody step in? I understand this is a career politician and ambitious and wants to be a senator. And believe me, I get all that. How are you sending this guy out on a campaign trail? One, forget about just the public embarrassment, having him look like this in front of other people. How are you allowing this for his health? The guy can't speak. He needs therapy, care. The guy needs rest and medical care. And you're allowing this guy to go out with the stress of a campaign and do this. And these are the public events. Remember, behind every public event, there are 10 private events candidates have to have with donors out there trying to raise money, trying to get this done. You're meeting with volunteers. It is a full-time job. I've done it. I ran for office twice. It is a full-time job. You are talking and meeting to people all day long. How is John Fetterman going to be in the Senate? He can't be in the Senate. Is it too much to ask in this country that we have some elected representatives who are actually fully functional adults? I mean, is it too much that, look, Jerry Nadler pooped his pants. He pooped his pants on stage, on camera, and had to do the poopy pants walk, the waddle off of stage to go unload the load that was in his pants. I'm sorry, if you poop your pants, you don't even stop at the bathroom first. You go right back to your office and start loading stuff into a box, and you resign that day. And when someone asks you why you resigned, you say, it's because I filled my pants with poop, and I therefore can no longer serve in the U.S. government because I'm not even physically able to stop myself from pooping when I'm up here giving speeches at the microphone. I am so full of poop, I'm not allowed to serve anymore. I'm resigning. That's how that's supposed to work. I'm full of poop. I'm leaving. But they don't. They stay forever. I'll never get it. All right. We have a couple more emails and we have headlines I didn't get to. It's been a night. You know what? Maybe John Fetterman needs some chalk. Hey, look, don't take it from me. How many emails have I read from folks, especially older folks, who say they're sharper? Better focus, better energy, better rest. Maybe as part of his stroke recovery program, we should get John Fetterman a male vitality stack from Chalk. One, increases your testosterone. Oh, I don't know. How about 20% increase in 90 days with natural herbal supplements? And you're sharper. There's a female vitality stack too, ladies. Male vitality stack for the men. Female vitality stack for the ladies. I know you probably could have figured that out on your own. Also, get yourself some lit powder and many other things. Those are the things I mention often on the show because those are the things I use, and I've been so thrilled with how I feel, but they have a whole sea of stuff. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, get you 35% off.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be right back tomorrow. You can email me your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, because Friday's coming soon. You can email all those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. In case you're wondering, yes, I did see the picture of those Trump documents that the DOJ, the FBI leaked out there today. I'm sure you've seen it. It's all over every news station. Let me ask you something. Why do you think it is to this day you have no explanation from the DOJ or FBI on why they did the raid? And maybe you're even under the impression you do have an explanation. You do not. They've redacted everything. They've given you no explanation. You have a bunch of media outlets acting like there's been an explanation. But up to this point in time, it's all very vague. And why would you leak a picture of documents thrown on the floor? It's an interesting way to handle classified documents. Classified documents that were so secretive you had to send a 30-man team of FBI agents to recover them from Trump, yet you casually chuck them on the carpet and throw a picture of them on Twitter. Are you starting to understand what you're seeing? They don't have anything. There's nothing here. And that's why they're trying to indict Trump in the court of public opinion first. They're trying to get, they're being very successful at it. I have no doubt your crazy aunt on Facebook is posting about criminal Trump. He's going down. It'll work. On their people, it'll work. In their minds, he's already guilty. And in their minds, if he doesn't go down in flames and go to prison, it'll be some horrible miscarriage of justice. How they've handled this since the raid tells you the raid was about nothing. That's the reason they redacted that affidavit so bad. That's the reason they're leaking stupid pictures. So that's why I didn't spend much time on it. All right, let's get to this one. Sergeant Kelly, I have had chronic pain in my feet for 3 years. I tried orthopedic shoes and orthopedic insoles. Nothing helped. I then decided to try my slippers. I got the moccasins, and after 3 days, the pain is almost completely gone. It's like walking on a cloud. I would recommend these slippers to anyone. Keep up the good fight. Look, I've told you before, I love my pillow for a variety of reasons. I love it the most, to be honest with you, because Mike Lindell has fought so hard for our values, and I love supporting companies that fight for our values. So many of them don't, right? So many of them hate us. But my wife had horrible neck pain from all those gymnastics injuries. Just sometimes her neck would get so stiff that she couldn't turn her head for a day. It was really, really bad. She doesn't have those anymore since she got a MyPillow. I love MyPillow because quality of life stuff. He talks about these My Slippers. This is not the first time I've heard this from people. They don't just throw something together and say, hey, buy the My Slippers. We want to make some money. They take years designing this stuff, so it's the highest quality. And they got screaming deals right now on all this footwear. Slips, sandals, My Slippers, moccasins. I love my moccasins. Go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse saves you a fortune on these things. MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse. Man, take care of your feet. And if you got some pain, go get some. Get some for your dad, your mom. They got foot pain. Get them some MyPillow stuff. Hey, Jesse. Love, love, love your show. It has become a permanent part of my evening routine. Says she's in California where it plays 9 to midnight. Oh, that sucks. So, of course, I'm mad. I can't say that word big time. My kids put themselves through medical school and optometry school. I helped a tiny bit here and there. But I'm a single mom. Couldn't do much but cheer them on and spoil them on their breaks. They did it the hard way. But even with scholarships and working, they had to take out loans, which were crushing to repay while establishing themselves in a career. I think about the additional slap in the face we've endured subsidizing DACA students with free education and so on. My kids never had anything handed to them. It's unconscionable that hardworking middle-class Americans must bear these student loan burdens for others. Thank you for keeping us informed and, yes, angry. The only way we'll wake up and start to fight back. Your Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuit loving fan, although didn't say I can use her name. The truth is, when you have a party, one political party that is full-blown anti-American, that's the Democrats, of course they're going to treat everybody but Americans well. They hate Americans. They hate America. I don't just say that for radio. Think about it yourself. Think about all the, quote, different parts of the Democratic Party. What makes that the Democratic Party now? The LGBTQ people who say America sucks, the feminists who say America's evil, the Black Lives Matter group who say America's racist. Look, just go down the line. It's one long list of malcontents who hate the country. So that's the constituency they appeal to. That's why they feel comfortable standing up on stage, crapping all over the place every chance they get. You hate it. I hate it. That's what their fans want to hear, man. For them, when they get up and say a different version of America sucks, they're playing the hits, baby. It's crazy.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Breaking. Project Veritas exposes woke assistant principal bragging about indoctrinating kids and refusing to hire Catholic teachers. I almost did this earlier because I actually do have a lot to say about it, but I'm going to save it till tomorrow. I will just simply say this. Americans believe a lot of lies. It's just human nature. We believe a lot of lies. Maybe the biggest lie Americans on both sides believe is there's such thing as a school that isn't religious. Ah, he goes to a religious school. Is it a Jewish school, Catholic school, Christian school? Is it a religious school? Oh, I promise you your child's school has a religion. If it's not yours, if it's not named as being yours, then it's the people who hate you. There's no such thing as a non-religious school. Every school is a religious school. You might want to check in and make sure it's yours, huh? Headline, can automation offset the military's recruitment problems? No. There is no substitute. And I understand full well that unmanned drones and things like that are the wave of the future, and they will be part of any military conflict. You have to have thinking men on the ground fighting for you. And we are running the war fighters out of the military. We're replacing them with a bunch of cultural Marxists who not only won't be able to fight, they will break under the stress and strain of what happens when it comes to combat. That's one part of this stuff we don't even talk about. U.S. military running low on ammo after arming Ukraine. Oh, no big deal. It's not like there's anything else going on. NASA to make second attempt at the at a debut moon rocket launch on Saturday. I'm probably the only person in the whole United States of America that doesn't give a crap about space exploration at all. Yeah, put your cell phone towers up there. Throw some nukes up there so we can fight back against China. Oh, we're going to land on the moon. What's that do for me? Nothing. Revealed. DOJ bans officials from partisan political events in the wake of bias claims. They didn't ban their people because of the bias claims. They banned their people from speaking to Congress because right now the FBI is leaking like a sieve with whistleblower after whistleblower after whistleblower coming forward exposing the Cheka for what it's become. And the DOJ is worried they're going to get caught up in all this, which of course they are. You can run, but you can't hide, Merrick Garland. They're coming for you. A spill leaves crushed tomatoes on a California highway. Good, tomatoes are disgusting. Food company fires. Accidental or suspicious? Oh, I don't know. I'd say a over 100% increase in fires at food distribution centers in the country in the middle of watching them destroy every other part of our economy is about as suspicious as it gets. Wouldn't you say? Jesse at jessekellyshow.com is the email. If you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Email me. We'll be back tomorrow to have fun, all right? Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.